You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast now. Drew Lerner is here. He's with World Weather Incorporated. Drew, on Monday, the Iowa Weekly Crop Progress Report noted that the southeastern district, or the whole of the southeastern part of Iowa, had short topsoil moisture levels. Is this uncommon across the Midwest, and will it be alleviated by the rains that are supposed to swing through?
Yeah, we have had some scattered showers occur across Iowa here today and neighboring areas of Illinois as well, and we're not done. We'll see more precipitation occur across the majority of those areas, including neighboring areas of Minnesota and eastern Nebraska and northern Illinois. As we go forward through these next 2.5 to maybe 3 days, and enough rain will fall, even southward into Missouri, that we will help to eliminate some of this moisture deficit that has built up here recently. Central Illinois, of course, has had probably less than half of normal precipitation in a small region. It's not huge, but it is an important crop area that's been hurting for moisture for a while. I'm not convinced that that area is going to get a lot of rain, but there'll be some temporary relief there. Northwest Iowa and a small part of South Central Iowa are also less than half of normal for this month. There's even a few counties and parts of counties in northwestern Iowa that have had less than 25% of normal rainfall. So there's some problems out there. Also in Nebraska and Kansas and southeastern portions of South Dakota, all those areas running rather short on June rainfall, and there will be a chance for precipitation now over these next 3 days, and we will help to ease some of that. I don't think we're going to eliminate it in too many areas, but there will be some hefty rains in southern and eastern Iowa and northern Missouri, and probably northwestern Illinois into southern Wisconsin. So all of those areas will probably see a fair amount of rain, 1 to 3 inches, in fact. Local totals over 4 or 5 inches is possible. It might even be some local flooding. But when you get out to northwest Iowa, southeastern South Dakota, and parts of Nebraska, I'm not sure that we're going to see a lot of meaningful rainfall in those areas. Another place that's rather dry is southeastern Michigan. That area also has been less than half of normal rainfall for this month. So there are some areas out there that need to be tended to before we get into the July warmer days.
Is this the first in a series of events before we get to July 4th or not?
I think we'll have some opportunity for rain off and on over this next full week, actually. But what will happen as we get beyond the holiday, as I think we'll start heating up across the Midwest. You know, we've had all this cool air around here recently, which has really helped to conserve moisture. I think some of these drier areas would have been in much worse shape had we been more seasonable on temperatures here recently. But there are additional showers and thunderstorms, and many areas in the Midwest will see rain between now and this time next week. After that time, I think we'll see some ridginess building up across the plains and parts of the Rocky Mountain region that may still allow for additional showers to occur across the northern and eastern Midwest. But I think some of those areas in like Nebraska and South Dakota that haven't done real well with rain recently may actually see more drying and warming take place as we get into the latter part of next week and through the following weekend as that ridge of high pressure builds up.
Any concern that that ridge will stick around?
I think that we are going to be dealing with ridginess around for a while in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, but as far as Illinois and points eastward is concerned, I doubt seriously we would have any prolonged period of ridge building across the region. I do think in the second half of July there will be a good potential for some warmer and drier conditions to occur, but it's not at this point in time looking like it's something that would persist for a long period of time. But the western Corn Belt will be under the influence of a ridge a lot more often than the eastern and central areas will be. So I would be a little bit more watchful for areas near the Missouri River Valley and points westward. And, of course, we already have a drought of significance in the northwest U.S. plains, and that is only going to worsen. In fact, I expect it to expand a little bit to the north and south, including a larger part of Canada and also a large part of Nebraska, perhaps, as we go forward through this next 2 or 3 week period.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.